One, two, three. All right, we're ready. Here we go. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. On this Tuesday, January the 27th, 2026, we are speaking to a new guest, a gentleman who is running for Congressional District 23. U.S. Congressional District 23 here in Texas, which is a very, very large district. It is one of the largest in the nation, and it has the largest border with Mexico of any district in the United States. It reaches from San Antonio, an urban area of over 2 million people, all the way to El Paso, Texas. And in between a very, very wide open space of prairie and desert. And Mr. Keith Barton is looking to represent the area, so I wanted to get him on. We could chat with him. Keith, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been listening to your podcast ever since I started running, and I love your take on things. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All right, well, Keith, let's start. Please tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background.
Yes, sir. So I was raised in Alaska on a small farm, lower middle class. I raced, rode, even hunted on horseback. We raised livestock. So I tell people, I very much understand the people of West Texas, and I'm very much going to protect their farming rights. After I graduated high school, I obviously started college, but I also joined the United States Marine Corps. I was enlisted to officer, so I started as a recon Marine. Then I went to flight school and flew the Huey helicopter, and I became a logistics officer and then even a foreign advisor in Afghanistan. Since then, in the civilian world, I've been a logistics manager, logistics expert for some very large companies and some very large teams. And so that's kind of how I lead. Really what I do is I look at problems from a root cause perspective and I fix things. So that's me in a nutshell, really.
What inspired you to or encouraged you to run for office? I mean, running for Congress is a pretty daunting thing that you want to do. What is it that encouraged you to do this?
Well, sir, it was really a recall for service. After 20 years in the Marine Corps, I just was feeling that need, and I started researching. And I started researching my district, and I realized that a lot of the problems were logistical in nature, and they were not being addressed. And so in reality, I wasn't even planning on running this year. I was looking ahead for 2 years. But after I started doing more and more research, I said, I have to go now. These problems can't wait. And I know that I can help fix them. So I pulled the trigger.
This situation with the, that you see in the congressional district, what are some of the issues that you're looking at?
I'm looking at, while it's great that the border has been mostly secured, it is not anywhere ready to stand alone on its own. And I look at it as a defensive position, just like in the military. I see that, I mean, let's face it, cartels are a business with an illegal commodity. They will figure out a way to bypass those tactics. So I look at the border as something that has to be consistently improved. And what I call defense in depth, they need a constant line on the budget. We need to be looking at more surveillance on it, constant patrols, obviously finishing the physical barriers. And then speaking on beyond that, it needs to be constantly improved and the tactics changed. But more importantly, what we saw in the border towns of Texas, West Texas, is unprecedented. And frankly, the people have been ignored. And I've spoken with lots of these people so far, and they don't feel supported. They still feel like they're in danger. And I know that their basic needs is something I can absolutely address, starting with safety, their infrastructure, and then most importantly, vocational training. And there's lots of ways we can help bring up the entire region with vocational training, which would then, of course, in turn, bring up average incomes, bring up the economy in the area, help for more growth while protecting the farmers.
We've also talked to law enforcement folks on our show, as well as Border Patrol, and the level of violence, specifically of pot shots or sniper shots coming from across the river, has increased. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, that's they are the cartels, so they absolutely understand guerrilla tactics, and that's a regular guerrilla tactic is to, I mean, if you think about it, even like in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, you're not going to go face a superior force, but if you can take long shots and snap, what you're doing there is you're basically telling the other side of the border that, hey, I'm still here, I'm still coming, and it's a harassment technique. So I think when we go back to what I would like Mr. Holman to do and get more ISR, that can help that. You don't even have to cross the border. If you can get surveillance up high enough, maybe you can start catching these people, for sure. What I don't know is how well will Mexico work with us on taking care of those threats. But first step is obviously identifying them. I would be nervous, absolutely. I mean, just like when I was in Afghanistan, I would be nervous of that kind of thing because you never know where that shot's going to come from. But so like I said, I think the first thing is to identify while we continue to build.
Gotcha. How would you address the other issues in the district? Like the district includes oiled areas, the Permian Basin, which is probably the largest oil producer in the state. You've also got some small communities that have farming and ranching, as well as hunting leases. How would you help to address those folks?
Well, I actually have a full energy plan, and this is what helps my vocational plan as well. I think that we need to invest in the infrastructure to collect natural gas first and foremost. The holes are already in the ground. We're either burning off the natural gas or we're just pumping it back into the ground. That would be a whole new revenue stream for not only the oil companies, but for the area. So cutting red tape, not the safety red tape, but the processing red tape, and then helping with the infrastructure. Because anybody who's worked in that industry knows that natural gas infrastructure is a heck of a lot cheaper than oil infrastructure. So that would be a totally new revenue line. The North is always using natural gas, makes sense. And that would be the start. So encouraging. Another thing, I'm not a big fan of wind farms. I don't think we need more of those. I do like solar, but you kind of mentioned it with the farming land and whatnot. The way to employ solar in the area is they use up prime land, and I don't think that's okay. I think we have buildings and we have parking lots, perfect place to put solar closer to the grid. And actually, you know, I mean, shoot, if you're making putting it over a parking lot, well, we're going to keep our cars cooler in West Texas, as we know, is very hot. And then I am a big proponent of nuclear. I know a lot of people get scared about nuclear. I was actually in Japan right after the last nuclear disaster we've ever had in Tomodachi. But that was because that power plant was on the water and was hit with tsunami. Not something I think West Texas has to worry about is a tsunami. So I would absolutely. And why this is so important in my book is because I believe the number is roughly 126 company headquarters have come into Texas, right, the last couple of years. And that requires a lot of power. And we'll never see in West Texas. We're not going to see that kind of growth. But we can support Texas growth is with that energy. So I am absolutely a proponent of nuclear, especially with how much safer it is. And then thinking 30 years down the road, that opens up West Texas to be a prime place for energy research. And my first thought process is actually geothermal. So can you imagine in 30 years of West Texas is leading the charge for geothermal? It would change the world. So I'm not only thinking right now, but I'm thinking well into the future. And all of those industries would provide massive increases in the economic fortitude of West Texas, the education level, the housing, income levels, everything. I would think that is the best way we can utilize West Texas. And the beauty is that doesn't take up a lot of room. Therefore, farming is still protected.
Gotcha. What, in conclusion, what is your message to the voters? What would you tell them to encourage them to vote for you?
So I'm a realist, sir, and I know that a lot of freshman congressmen do not get a lot of things done in their first term or two. But there's a difference. So I encourage people to look at leadership when they're going to hire, basically the people who are hiring me, right? And I have 25 years of leadership experience, and most of the things that I actually want to do in the district immediately do not require any help from Congress. It's really just me getting people in a room and talking through issues and how do we allocate the right funds to the right place. I think we have plenty of places within government that we don't need to cut, but we need to properly manage those funds to actually help the district where they're actually needed. So we need to be better and smarter with how we actually spend our money. So that's my goal getting in there. Because of all my experience, I believe I can do that.
Excellent. Folks, we've been chatting with our new friend, Mr. Keith Barton, who is a candidate for Texas Congressional District 23. And Keith, tell the folks where they can follow you, where they can research you, where they can get involved in your campaign or donate to it.
The best place, sir, is really easy. It's Barton for Congress. So BARTONFOR Congress.com. From there, you can have all my social media links. And then also the donate page to WinRed. I use WinRed because it's secure and keeps us all compliant for sure. But everything's right there on my website, sir, and they can expand there. And I would really appreciate that help, especially the visibility of my message.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've been chatting with my good friend, Mr. Keith Barton, who is a candidate for District 23. Congressional District 23 in Texas. Keith, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.